do you think you would be back here in when September happened?
I wasn't sure where I was going to be, you know. Definitely, I'm always grateful for opportunities, you know, and, you know, this, I guess, is God's will, so I'm happy to be back.
Do you get any sense of, they keep saying it may not be this week, but what their plan is to use you for, or use you when?
I'm not sure when, you know, that's the coach's job, you know. We have great coaches up there, so you know when it's time for me to go, I'm sure that they'll put me in. But I had two great practices, felt real good, obviously healthy, so that makes a big difference. And I'm having a great time with my teammates out there, so happy to be back.
How many teams did you try out with after you left?
I think about 10, 12.
Did you had an opportunity to go to Chicago?
I was in Chicago, and I was meeting with the player personnel guy, and then I got a call sent, and my agent called and said that Brown's offered me.
So why did you want to jump at that opportunity?
I knew the offense, and I really like Coach Flip's offense, you know, and I know it because I know it, you know, I had it for years, and I like the group here. You know, I have a foundation with some of the guys here, so I thought it was a better opportunity, you know, just to jump in rather than learn the whole new playbook and stuff like that. And so I think that's probably the most important part.
Do you watch? Are you a red zone watcher on Sundays, or did you watch one team? Did you watch these guys? I guess is what I'm getting at on Sundays.
I watched every team. I watched this team awful lot. I watched. Watch Cleveland a lot.
And speaking of the red zone, do you think you could help them in the red zone?
I believe so. I believe I could help anywhere on the field, you know, especially once I just keep on getting the foundation down of the game. You know, I got a lot better at running routes while I haven't been here, so had an awful lot of time to understand, you know, the routes and trying to be a little savvy with my routes and stuff like that. So I feel very confident, and, you know, I feel like I'm a better player.
Carl, you seem kind of bitter when you were cut. Mm-hmm. You said you don't regret doing this. So talk about that and what your attitude is now.
I don't think that, you know, I think anytime, anytime you're a competitor, you know, and that happens, you know, whether it could happen to you, you know, and how would you feel?
I'd feel pretty bad.
Exactly. So that's all it was. And I wasn't coming towards you or coming at you, but, it's just to feel how it is. You know, you're a competitor in writing. I'm a competitor on the field. So, you know, it's life, you know. I guess it, you get better with how you grow, you know. Definitely wasn't the right way to do it, but, you know, the coaches, you know, I had a great time here, you know, and I'm glad the coaches brought me back and they saw that. So I'm happy to be here, Coach Pett again and Coach Flip.
Bro, what have you been – obviously you've been working out with teams, but just can you walk us through what the downtime has been like aside from, you know, those workouts?
Well, I mean, to tell you the truth, I mean, I think it definitely is God's will. I mean, this is the first time I really had the opportunity to spend a lot of time with my son, you know. So I think, you know, I actually got to really know him real well, you know, because I've been traveling or been in Kansas and, you know, just the traveling time with, you know, with his mother and me being to see my son. And, you know, I didn't get to have that bond as a father-son, so having all this time off, you know, we became real good, real close, and so I'm happy about that. And, you know, at the end of the day, I'm kind of glad it happened, you know, because, I mean, at the end of the day, that's what's more important to me. The most important thing to me is my son. So, you know, and now I came back, I'm a better player, and I'm looking forward to getting on the field.
Where's home base, like, when you're – is it PA?
Pittsburgh, yeah.
They said you're in great shape. How did you stay in great shape, and are you in game shape?
Just running routes a lot. You know, I ran about 40 routes four times a week. After, you know, I do cone drills and stuff like that. So I stayed on top of it. You know, like I said, I take my craft and my work very, very serious. And, you know, I know there's going to be opportunity coming at some point. I didn't know who. But, I feel like staying in shape and all that, you know, and having that want and that aggressive competitive nature is who you are. You know, it's either you have it and you want to be like that, or you get down on yourself and you stop going, you know. So that's not me, and I'm happy. I'm happy it's here.
You're
I really am.
Where do you work out at your own high school?
No, there's several fields, you know, whatever field that we could get open.
Who would you throw? Who would throw to you?
Just my trainers.
That was all.
Yeah, yes, sir.
To try out for 10 teams and nobody
gave you an offer or whatever, how that, mm-hmm. Were you surprised or discouraged?
I wasn't discouraged at all, because all the feedback, you know, every team I went to go see, they kept me there. They helped me there for about 4 days, you know, so I work out on Monday. Some teams wouldn't let me go home until Thursday because it took that long of a decision. Mm-hmm. So whether it was my hamstring at the time, because I was still hurt, very little, but I was hurt. And I think teams saw that, you know, and if I was happen, you know, to get hurt myself again, that'd be a problem for the 53-man roster. So, you know, these coaches take their time and they make decisions. And, you know, I think, like I said, it's God's will. I'm back here and I look forward to being here.
Did that time give you the chance to get fully healthy?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Like I said, fully healthy. I'm thankful for it. You know, I learned a lesson. It's a humbling experience, obviously. And I got time to spend with my kid and get to know him real well. And, you know, and got a chance. He calls me, you know, dad, all of a sudden, daddy. You know, he's 16 months. So it's definitely a blessing in disguise. And, you know, I'll be here for this year and next year. So hopefully we turn on the lights and, you know, I start playing. I could play.
Do you, last time you were here, it was all about wide receiver. Mm-hmm. Now they're saying, given the situation with Josh, you know, who knows what's going to happen in the next 3 or 4 games?
Oh, yeah. I just think that's just for a simple fact. I mean, that's a blessing in disguise, too, because Josh went down, and instead of picking up somebody, you know, I know the offense, so it actually helps me plug me in to get in there and you know, to continue at receiver.
What about special teams? Did they ask you to play this?
I haven't heard, or, you know, I go to the meetings, stuff like that. But
if they did ask you?
I mean, obviously I have to. You know, it's my job. So.
Is there a specific, you said you got really close with your son. Is there a specific time or moment that you were really, you know, proud of or loved more than any others during that time?
Just him, you know, just him running around, you know, and just saying daddy, you know. Like, he's finally able to talk and being around him, you know, I could point at a picture, or my mom will point a picture of me, and he, you know, that's dad, and point. So, and now he points at stuff that he wants instead of, you don't know what he wants. So it's pretty cool, man.